there, and welcome to the Librarians and Leviathans podcast. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Rigid Air, a Call of Cthulhu scenario from Fearful Passages by Chaosium. Featuring Becca as Audrey Ashmore, the troubleshooter, Callum as Wendy Pilgrim, the intern, Jordan as Cecil Wart, senior insurance executive, Nathan as Jacobius Salvador, man of leisure, Will as Artie Gumshoe, the PI, and me, Shim, as the Keeper of Arcane Law. Robert Douglas is dead. A man with a morbid fear of heights has fallen to his death. A secret from the past has returned to haunt the present. Death is in the air, and time is running out. The investigators have just one chance to unravel the mystery, providing they don't lose their heads. Episode 0. Character Creation.
Your Call of Cthulhu game will be monitored for training purposes.
And heresy.
Shit, I've just got a character idea.
So, before people get too carried away, The starting point of this will be, just to make so you can work out suitable characters, mm-hmm. One of you is going to be inheriting something from someone who's died, your classic Call of Cthulhu starting point. Mm-hmm. The rest of you are going to be people asked by the insurance company to go and take a look into this, because it's a bit odd. So you're either agents of the insurance company or people who have worked with it in the past. It's a reasonably pulpy scenario, so don't be an effete professor. Be Indiana Jones, is what I'm saying.
I was thinking of being the inheritor. But if one of you guys have a better idea, I have a feeling I could be the ultimate Mexican investigator, because I am Benito El Salvador, Investigator Supreme.
Oh, you could see the exact moment when his soul left his body.
Yeah, I may have to veto Dorito, is what I'm saying here.
I just called it Dorito.
Yeah.
Dorito or salsa.
I think you're going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, you're causing me physical pain. Dial it back. Like, to no more than 8. What I'm saying.
Hernando El Salvador.
That's a real name.
I can't think of any Mexican names, to be honest.
Fernando.
Yeah, you don't have to be Mexican. Maybe that's the message that you need to take home here.
I mean, Mexican names are kind of, like, if you want some stereotypical cheesy Mexican name, it's kind of easy.
I think you just put O on the end of something.
Nah, you just slap Manuel as the surname, because it's the most common one there.
Oh, but I can't be the normal person. I must be Manuel Salvador.
Don't make him Eli Manuel.
No, this is excellent.
Nathan
cake.
Is not capable.
I'd like it. I'm very happy with my cake as well.
Yeah, I would tend to say let's maybe not start this as being Carry On Cthulhu. It may go in that direction, but maybe if we start out reasonably sensibly.
Oh, fair enough, okay.
I know last time you won by baking, but...
We're going maybe not that direction.
Yeah.
The idea of Cthulhu in Great British Bake Off entertains me greatly.
Well, I won it with raisin tarts.
Yeah, you really did.
Well, that truly is
I persuaded
power.
The main bad guy to give me all their secrets because I gave them raisin tarts.
We do have the Great Kingdom Bake Off in Kingmaker.
Mm.
The Great Kingdom Bake Off.
Yeah.
So, of which one of the judges died. All the more reason to bring back Seppi.
Oh, we can fix that.
We can try and bring Seppi. It's going to be quite hard.
We've got an intricate plan. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
So, character generation. Does that make sense, people?
Yeah.
No.
So. Okay, so
I don't know how to create characters.
I will talk you through that in a second.
Okay.
In terms of character concepts, you want to be either something a bit like a private eye who is employed by the insurance company,
mm-hmm.
Someone with a bit of expertise in a field who is called in to do stuff by the insurance company, you probably all want to have some amount of general investigative skills. Mm. It'll be helpful if you also had a slightly broader range of stuff. Science is going to be relevant in this scenario. Medicine is probably going to be relevant in this scenario. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff.
So, say, health inspector, stick some medicine on.
Yeah,
that might work.
You could be a doctor, you could be a professor of science in classic Hollywood style. I am the professor of science at London University. yeah, that kind of thing.
How much would streetwise be useful? Because I got one in my brain, but it might not work. I'm just thinking kind of like more sort of ex-con brought on by the insurance company, because you know the kind of things that they do.
That could well be relevant, yeah. You could be, you want to be a bit sneaky, a bit subterfugey. Yeah, that could work.
You said ex-con, and I was imagining power armor, and a plasma rifle, and I was like, we're like, you know, 1950s revolvers, trench coats, 1920s revolvers,
and definitely do that.
Fucking trench coats, and someone sat there in power armor trying to be inconspicuous.
Yeah, you are very much the kind of, yes, I'm an insurance investigator, but I do have a revolver.
A 20s American.
Yeah, like I said, it's a pulpy scenario.
If you've got an income, you have a revolver.
Men may come through the door holding guns, is what I'm saying.
Right.
So, character creation.
Yep.
You have a bunch of stats.
Some of them I definitely know what they are, others less.
Yeah, so, firstly, you need to roll a dice. So this is where you need your d6s.
Your
d6s?
Are these the correct character sheets?
They're for you.
For most of them you need 3d6, some you need 2d6.
Okay,
yeah,
that's fine.
So
rolling, I guess I'll probably decide on...
So I'll tell you what you're doing. So strength, dex. Strength, dex, con, app, pow are all 3d6.
I think I'd be an awful friend and ask you to put the pencil there so I can also steal it.
I've got lots of pencils.
Could I be an awful friend with a moral pencil?
What I'd recommend is rolling a load of sets of dice and then allocating them in whatever order you prefer.
Okay.
So how many is it, 3d6?
So it's going to be 5 lots of 3d6.
5 lots of 3d6.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
more
closely?
11, 3. Oh, it's going well.
You know, I'll eat this cake.
5.
Oh, that's slightly above average.
This is where I missed the drop line.
Oh my god!
So I just rolled 3 6s.
Wait! I would not be happy. I rolled 3 5s, and you do that, Nate.
Someone just going to go a little bit faster.
4.
I've got 7 8 9. So
yeah, I like this method because you create interesting characters with flaws.
I played a character with PAL 3.
By flaws, you mean 3 6s, yes.
There was, oh yeah, so 5 to allocate.
Well then.
8. So that's...
Oh boy.
It's...
Let's do the other ones now.
Okay. I'm going to start from the lowest. 9, 12, 15, 16, 18.
15, 9, 6, 6, 6.
Okay.
Guess who's surviving this
14, one? 8. No, 14, 10, 8, 7, 4. But, I mean, I might do well on the other ones.
Doing well.
So.
Luckily, stats aren't hugely important in this game.
7, 8, 9, 11, 12.
I was going to play like a middle-aged man anyway.
Yeah.
So
straight. Damn it.
Okay. Your int and your sys, which is size.
Size, right.
Are both 2d6 plus 6.
Okay.
Do them now and allocate them because that will make things clearer.
Yeah. 5 plus 6, that's 11. So 16. Okay, I've done well on those.
Cool. So just allocate those in whichever order you prefer. So large size will give you more HP and potentially make you hit harder if you've got decent strength, which you probably haven't.
No.
I'm
going more for an intellectual, I think.
Yeah, I was hoping for an intellectual. I'm not sure what I can do with these scores.
It's instances, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. 4 plus, that's 10.
Okay. San, you actually calculate, so ignore that. Edu is 3d6 plus 3, because.
Right, this one will be high, please. roll a 3. Okay, that's not that bad.
So that's 15.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Well, it's 11, but yeah, it's not 6.
11, 14,
12.
Plus 11.
17. Alright, we went to school.
Yeah,
that's all we've got.
Well, I see streetwise stuff. I literally have nothing going on.
I've got the best stats. I just haven't used my potential.
If you're if you're a class kind of thing, you wouldn't have gone to school maybe. So
yeah, how is willpower?
Oh right.
It's used for stuff like, for example, resisting eldritch influences. Just hypothetically,
might put my 14 in that.
Yeah. App is, you don't allocate stuff yet. Let me just run it.
Yeah.
App is, in theory, it's appearance. So it's
dumb stat.
That's only my 15.
Yeah, it's kind of
okay,
like charisma.
Yeah.
I tend to use it somewhat generally, so I'll sometimes get people to roll on it for stuff like what's the first impression you give someone when
that kind of makes sense.
So I use it more as like a, I think it was the kind of like person next to you on the train, person behind you in the queue sort of feel.
Oh,
like
right, yeah.
How much are you okay with striking up a conversation with this person?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it's not just how hot are you.
My 18 there. Everyone supports me.
Yeah,
so my 15's going to go better than your brain's blue beauty.
Also for reference, I'm not going to use any straight rules for skill points. You will all get some number of skill points. So normally intelligence and education determine how many skill points you get.
Oh.
Here they'll only determine your no and idea rolls.
Because I'd have done quite well off of that.
Gutted. Didn't you do badly on everything else, though?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the two I've rolled well on.
Ooh.
These don't matter, guys.
If people are unhappy with that, it's just for simplicity.
It's
if
fair
you're happy
enough
to go with the standard rules, we'd do that.
No, I'm happy to go with the simple rules.
Okay.
Fair.
So we get some strength on decks of what I think
we've made another bean.
So I think I'm going to be Rain's Beauty at this point, so let's just put the fucking appearance.
I might dump my
what was power again, sir?
Just put 9 there.
Khan
it's
is absolutely the dump stab.
Willpower. Cool, okay, that one could be the high. Actually, that might be the high.
My dump stab's appearance, because I'm going middle-aged man.
I'm going for...
I'm just a boring insurance agent.
I'm feeling towards, like,
old
English gentleman.
So, important. Your minimum age is your education plus 3.
Okay.
For each 10 years above that, you get an extra point of education.
Ooh.
So if you want to be older characters, your education is also higher.
I'm going
to
max it.
So 12.
I'm going for a 19.
It's
going to
be my education times.
Right. Education plus 3 is minimum
age. Oh, stuff it. Let's use the standard education rules, because everyone's having quite high education anyway.
So that's 15.
Say this.
I'm a 15-year-old right now.
Not again.
So 15
I'm a 14-year-old
plus,
right now.
So education plus 3 is minimum age. So, okay. So you could be 15. You know as much as a 15-year-old is what we're saying.
However,
so
if you want to be the inheritor, you can't be 15.
Oh, of course, I need to be 20.
Can I be someone's little sister?
Ah, minimum 20!
bring your kid to work day.
Alright, so if I go with,
you're not that much younger than me.
Yeah,
mate.
I'm 20, this is my 15-year-old
so
child. No.
So yeah, I've got 15, so minimum age 18, but if I go for 48...
plus 3 I do, which will be
plus
60 delicious skill points.
Yeah, I'm thinking of, I'll go up to...
Could just go 18, see what the penalties are.
You don't want the penalties.
I'll add on 3, yeah.
At what point
I'll add on 3 decades.
Can't kill you of old age?
Technically it can't, like... By rules as written, you can be, like, 20,000 years old. But if you do that...
That's
I am
appropriate
gonna rule
for the
that,
campaign.
I am going to rule that you died 20,000 years ago, is what I'm saying. So don't do that.
Just sit next to someone else going... the entire game.
You can't even go, ooh, you have to do, like, ooh, but in ancient Akkadian. Which is like...
I'm a bit rusty on that one.
Yeah, I can't remember any Akkadian.
It's one of those weird languages... I found a French Akkadian society to have a dictionary which I use for like if I want a cool word.
There was an
like, okay,
yeah.
Translate it.
You in a wheelchair. Because that's not going to make Colin difficult.
You
character in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
No, I'm also thinking like Amulek, but yeah.
Right, I'm 51, so I've got a high education.
So it's a person who works for like an underhand operative. Like, the one who busts down the doors and kind of does the things on the down low so they don't have to pay out the money. There's a term for that, like, job. Gangster?
I know what you mean.
I don't.
I'm feeling with, like, I could just, like, might
like
be
a loan shark type repo man.
Debt collector?
I'm gonna
break
you shouldn't really be thugs. you're politely sceptical about insurance claims.
Uh-huh.
And you carry revolvers.
Well, yeah. I mean, I won't hit anything with mine.
Yeah.
Someone told me he says,
no, not unless
you'd
have to.
My only disestablishment.
No, even if I had to.
No.
I wish I could.
I'll.
I have one good stat, which is 15.
Do you remember
really
that time where I got my
lore
up to 104%?
Yeah, so what I'll do, what I'm going to do with skills.
Doing that again.
Is I'm going to run with standard skills rules, but if someone's massively underskilled, I'll bump them up to the next person's skills.
That
might be me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What happens if lots of people are really underskilled?
Where is this set?
This is 1924. It is in the USA and Canada.
USA and Canada.
You don't have to be American or Canadian.
Yeah, Canadian works.
Remember, I was an Indian who couldn't speak Russian in Russia.
Toronto. Residence.
And now you're a Mexican? Can't speak
USA.
English in the US?
I can speak English. I feel like I'm probably going to be like... I'm going to...
Architect,
all right, so,
student.
What are we...
Have
we
worked out your stuff now?
Got it.
Yeah, no, I don't know how many skills I get.
So let's fill in the rest.
Yeah.
So
I filled in.
Your san is equal to a pal.
All right. So that's 14.
Not current. Your.
Oh right. Sorry, I was confused with the 99.
Yeah.
So.
A pal is a willpower, which one gets me 15.
No, I'm wrong. Ignore me. Erase that.
And I really want to be a kin, but 15 with 50 in dex.
Ah, yeah.
Oh.
So.
Name after my wife.
Sorry, I think they have they changed how you do this?
Maybe.
Which mad? Sorry, your magic points is equal to your power.
Okay.
Yeah. Your sun is equal to your power times 5.
Ah, right. 50 plus
20,
so
70. Yeah, much better.
Sam is power times 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Idea is int times 5. Does the sheet have a
line?
Oh, you've got a 7th edition sheet, so that's why. Yeah. It's okay, I'm looking at an older sheet. I'll look at the 7th edition one.
Okay. That would help then.
Yeah.
Jacobius Salvador. That seems reasonable.
9 times.
Yeah.
I need a really, really British name.
So in that case,
Male or female always helps. Okay. I should go with some
Ollie?
Sort of flower. Or,
possibly a Constance.
Yeah, Petunia. Constance. I mean, there's always things like violet or
I can only think of Violet Beauregard.
Right, I'm
Lady
ones.
Blemington Ashworth.
Rosemary.
I know Rosemary.
Exactly.
She has no rosemary in her garden. She has like every other flower but rosemary.
Lavender, that's another one.
Yeah.
That.
Shall we do skills?
Oh, yeah, skills, yeah.
Yeah.
I just know how many and
basically,
get on with that.
What happens with skills is you have a profession. Now, there's loads of them in the book, or you can just make one up that seems appropriate. Professions give you 8 skills that you can split your professional skills between.
Right.
And that's where most of your skill points go. I can never actually find the wretched thing.
I guess my stuff.
Here we go. So, a lot of these are not obviously important.
I was going for like.
So, PI, for example,
gets
bargain, fast talk, law, library use, locksmith, photography, psychology, and one other.
Right.
And that's where you distribute most of your points between those.
That seems like the most appropriate one.
Yeah. You'll get a bundle of other ones that come off your int score, which you can attribute to hobby stuff.
Yeah. Unless there's any other ones that
so
seem appropriate.
Professor, private investigator, lawyer, journalist.
Ooh.
Journalism.
Could I go with maybe for lawyer instead of PI, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, these are just approximations.
I know, I'm just,
of what
I
you
just,
want to be. So
yeah, exactly. It seems.
Yeah, so that would be bargain, credit rating, and don't take things. That's what that's for.
Oh yeah.
Bargain, credit rating, fast talk, law, library use, persuade, psychology, and one other.
Okay.
So that's a very talky kind of.
Yeah.
Character.
I'll go for more of that.
Yeah. Okay. So
what do we do?
If you want to
like
somehow mark those without using the tick box.
That one.
Next to it or something, yeah.
Bargain, I'll need to fill in.
Yeah. Bargain, credit rating, fast talk, law, library use, persuade.
Law,
library use, persuade, and psychology.
Alright then.
For reference, the difference between fast talk and persuade is not the same as in D&D. Fast talk is you want to get your own way in the short term. Persuade is you want to actually change this person's mind.
Okay.
So a
bargain?
Lot of,
well, I guess that would be more for like...
Bargain is for actually bargaining.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
And you get... persuade, psychology was the end of those.
That's right, yeah.
And you can pick one other that you want to be able to put career points in. What are people thinking?
I'm going to listen. That seems appropriate.
Architect, student, temping at the agency as a building surveyor.
Okay. Yeah. That would work. Engineer. You probably look at some combination of artist, engineer.
Okay.
And so, engineer gets more stuff like electrical and mechanical things. So chemistry, electrical repair, geology, library use, mechanical repair, heavy machinery, physics, and one other.
Okay. Whereas artist gets
art, craft, fast talk, history, photography, psychology, and whatever you choose.
I mean, you could just go with those for hobbies, I guess.
Yeah,
we'll pick those ones. We'll do the engineer one.
Yeah, the engineer is going to be more useful in this.
Yes.
I can tell you. So that's chemistry.
Chemistry is not here.
Oh wait, again, this is the new character sheet.
I can stick it in one of the blanks.
Yeah,
they've got blanks
for a reason, I think.
Yeah, because they just added science in this one.
Chemistry.
Yeah. Electrical repair.
Elect repair.
Yeah. Geology, that'll again be under science. Do you want to just mark science as one of them?
I mean, you could just write them in below science
if
we're going to be using this version.
Yeah.
It's like loads of space.
That's true,
science.
Yeah.
We should definitely be playing the same rules as you.
Yeah.
It would definitely
help. Yeah, it will really help.
what was the other one?
Geology.
And geology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Library use.
Library use.
Mechanical repair.
Mechanical repair.
Operate heavy machinery.
Operate heavy machinery.
Physics.
Physics would be the other science.
And one of your choice.
One of my choice.
Becca.
The thinking sort of like con artist turn PI kind of thing. Possibly PI.
Criminal?
What was in criminal?
Bargain. Disguise, fast talk, handgun, locksmith, which is picklocking.
Yeah.
Sneak, spot hidden, and one of your choice.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. No,
so can I get those again? Sorry.
Yeah. Bargain.
Which is not on here. Let's go.
Oh yeah. So ignore that for now. So something, disguise.
Yep.
Is disguise on there? Yes. Okay. Fast talk.
Yep.
Handgun.
Cool.
Locksmith.
Yep.
Sneak. Or possibly stealth. It's called
stealth
now, yeah. Spot hidden.
Yep.
And then two skills of your choice I think are appropriate.
Okay.
Nathan.
I'm thinking something along the lines of a I don't know, what's the not informant, but kind of like network leader. The person who can get you to the information you want.
But aren't you the inheritor?
Yeah, true, that's quite.
It doesn't mean you can't be something like that.
Yeah.
You're just not part of this firm.
True.
That's how he's inherited it. He set it up so that he's next to it.
No, he hasn't.
Probably let's just go with Dale Tong.
Okay.
Yeah.
In which case, you get... which of these things exist? Artcraft. So you just decide an artcraft.
Okay.
Credit rating.
Okay.
Other language.
Boom.
I'll be under language other. Yeah. Ride.
Yep.
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
And three other skills of your choice.
Ooh, well, pirates,
for reference, also cross out charm and intimidate because they don't exist in the rule set I'll be using, and it'll just be confusing.
Okay.
Because I won't ask for rolls in it, so there's no point in putting points in it. Yeah. Are there any skills there which look unclear? If you have a quick look down them.
You know what credit rating does pass me again?
It's what kind of person you present yourself as. So very high credit rating is this person is incredibly respectable and can get favours, essentially. So it's using your social influence or your appearance as social influence.
Cool. Pilot appraise and library use.
Pilot is for driving things that aren't cars.
Yeah.
So
boats,
yachts, hot planes. Airplanes, yeah. Appraise is like D&D. And what was the last one?
Libraries.
Libraries, that is for research. So really I want to find something out. Okay. How quickly, how easily can I find the information?
It's how many points again? It's your education times.
For professional skills, you have your education times 20.
Okay.
Not that many.
What are your educations?
12.
18.
17.
12.
Okay. Let's bump you two up to 17. Does that seem fair? 15?
Okay.
15? You get 300 points?
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
Then
15.
So
yeah.
18 times 20.
Yeah.
Do that.
15 times 300.
360, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
say allocate things in substantial chunks.
Yeah.
There's no point faffing out with a few points
here
and there.
Got?
2, 3.
I've got
4, 5, 8,
isn't it?
7, 8.
Yeah.
It's
300. Don't put anything over 80.
I'm guessing the percentage next to it is a boy starter.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You can't put points in Cthulhu Mythos.
Okay.
You get that. It's like XP.
Please, can I have some more?
No.
360. I just think that is then.
Well, let's start with being the greatest pilot we've ever lived.
You have to choose what you're piloting them. It's like art.
Oh.
See, it's got a line under it.
Pilot all. And then
you have to at least choose a category.
Planes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not specific enough.
Aerial vehicle.
Make and model.
What model of plane, yeah. No, which specific plane?
That one.
Yeah.
I have enough
money.
I own all the planes.
I was saying before, but you weren't here, Becca. Colin, I tend to give bonuses for things that should be easy because otherwise it's a really swingy system. So you don't need super high skills to be competent at things that are your job.
Yeah. Tried to pull out a driveway and have 50% chance of screwing it up.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't think that. That's not, I just sort of says levels of success. So
yeah.
You only need a fair chance of success.
Yeah, exactly.
For most things.
Dodge half decks. Oh dear.
I mean, I suppose there's always a chance that you could die pulling out of your driveway.
No, sorry. Again, this is so. Oh man. Okay. Dodge is not half dex because we're not using 7th edition. Dodge is twice your dex.
Still Odir, but okay, it's a bit better.
Let me see if anything else is different.
It's gone from 3 to 12.
I think the rest of it's okay.
Is that like the start chance then?
Yeah, and then you can add points to it.
Okay.
But unless it's in your thing, you should probably. Unless it's in your. One of the ones you chose as a skill for your occupation, you need to wait until you're putting in.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to work out what I had.
I'm just bringing 7 ones up to 50 right now, but I'm going
to. I'm not really quite sure why there's 3 boxes.
Don't fill them in wrong. In 7th edition, everything is percentile, including your stats.
Okay.
And then they have like half and 1/5 written down.
Okay.
But I'm still not used to running 7th edition, so I'm going to run it at 6th edition with slight tweaks.
Right, okay.
But unfortunately, I printed out the wrong page when I printed character sheets, and I asked Nathan to do it, and I didn't say 6th edition character sheets, so it's my fault.
You said 6th or 7th, that's why I went with the first one.
Yeah, I forgot there will be this.
With credit rating, do you have to specifically say which one it's with, or can it be just general?
It's just credit. Yeah, it's just.
Because I know when we were playing with 4th edition, you had to specify. Was it with the British Navy or was with?
You just either important or you're not.
Yeah.
Does this man look like a doctor? Yes.
Credit rating is one of those things that is so useful, I find.
Let's stick more goes last.
Let's stick. Canadian's not a language, is it? No, it's not.
No. You can give French.
Yes,
it's French or British. French would also make sense. Be bilingual.
Yeah. What beckons?
Quebec, Toronto. Mm. I want to live in Canada.
I'm from New York anyway, so that's just, it's just north anyway.
New York.
Yep.
Alright, which ones do I want to be really good at?
Alright.
This is like the perfect music for like 1920s.
It's good, isn't it?
We're going to be suspiciously good at picking elves. If that's mech affair.
It's my job.
A locksmith, I think.
We've had to fix them.
There's locksmith, or is it mechanical?
To be fair, I'm thinking going locks. More con arts kind of thing more than locksmith. That, so I yeah. might have less.
Yeah, mechanical repair is more like this card doesn't work.
No, 4th edition was.
Yeah. Forget 4th edition.
Oh, there's a pick in
there. Yeah. Some overlap of skills is fine because you might want to split up at some points in this, so.
Mm. Okay, so what was. So education was for those class skills?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And 10 times your int is your cross-class skills, essentially.
Okay. So we get another 120.
Yeah.
Then we can stick.
I feel like putting 70 into pilot planes is a bad idea.
Do it.
Yes, it is.
So you do it anyway.
Yeah. Well, cooking was those things like we've got the spare points, might as well put it. Save my life.
Yep.
And my master's.
Yep.
Somehow.
Yeah. You rolled so well on that though.
Oh yeah.
The best tarts ever made. Gotta admit, that was not how I envisioned that scene going.
I don't know. I was just talking. I was like, "Is she saying anything interesting?" Okay, we'll press that.
Yeah.
Let's just try and get her to have some time.
Yeah. Just avoid spoilers because I'm going to be running for these guys.
True.
Is archaeology going to be useful?
No.
Is art craft of any sort going to be useful?
Almost certainly not.
But you never know.
What skills have you got at the moment? Just names.
At the moment, we've got elect repair, history, library use, mech repair, heavy machinery, physics, chemistry, geology, and then the first of the cross-class skills was spot hidden.
Yep, that's a good choice.
That one
always
sounds useful. It's perception.
Listen's useful. You might want, like, you're a reasonably rough and tumble sort of bunch. You're used to running into people who don't want you disproving their insurance claims. You might want to have some points in fighting things and dodge.
Yeah.
Well, what's the start chance for
Barton? I even have to put some.
He doesn't say on here.
Oh,
on
I think it's 15.
Okay.
Are you allowed to put some of your. So are you allowed to basically mix the int skills with your fighting skills?
Yeah, you can put in anywhere you want.
Great.
How much do you get from it into game?
10 times.
There's a lot more fresh skills to use for, so I might end up boosting up it.
You don't grab medicine.
I'll probably do that next.
Medicine or first aid is both useful.
Oh, there's two.
Yeah. First aid is for patching wounds. Medicine is longer term stuff, but also if there's any medical stuff you want to investigate. You know, like what happened? What is this strange parasite, for example?
That's nice. Know that
stick a plaster on it.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fine. Take two aspirin. Call me in the morning.
I should probably lie.
Look for the NHS. I can't really deny that either.
That's not at all my experience of doctors, to be fair. My doctor's brilliant.
I have a couple of things I'm really good at, and then.
Yeah.
Four points in credit rating.
Yes.
Okay. I think I'm putting too many more points than necessary in disguise, but hey.
Alright, let's have a credit rating.
What's not brilliant, but. Yeah, that's fine.
40 credit rating. That's will be the. Respectable.
Yeah.
You're more respectable than I am, actually, but I might decide to put it up next.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to say, because currently I'm trying to hide from people, so I might not want to do so.
I like the idea of being a sort of, like, slightly impoverished middle-aged man. It's like, I never didn't earn that much. Well, my chance to win, to make a lot of money and retire.
My brain is thinking, something happened in Britain and now I'm here, and every time you ask what happened in Britain, you get a different story.
Yes.
Like, I just don't want to go back there for various reasons.
This is...
Yeah.
For reasons.
Yeah. Like, no, I know, I was never like, a part of a... mafia or anything in Britain, or there's any mafia in Britain, but yeah.
Year in industry, we've got a new suit that our parents bought us, we've got the little handbook, and we're going to do by the handbook. Take no nonsense. The handbook, sir, the handbook says you should do this.
Yeah, cool. I think I'm good.
Cool. But I don't want to do
not.
This, but the handbook, sir.
So it's like, probably, like, a mate of your dad's managed to get you a stint in this place. It's like,
it's not what you know, it's who you know, hey?
Yeah, exactly. This is the 1920s, it's very much who you know. It's
still as hard as
I remember when it was the 1800s.
Wait, does anyone else have any firearm skills whatsoever?
I have
probably
the shotgun!
I'm gonna get that, I think. As a sort of, I can do a bit of shooting.
Can I think how much I'm gonna put
combat skills, yes, I remembered those.
I'm just...
You'd be fine, the base are quite high.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I'm debating about, I want to put something in the rifle, but I'll just put everything into a handgun.
I want to apologise for your recording, just
fine.
In general.
You're a wreck. It's okay. Firearms are doubled within your dex range in feet.
Okay, so within 12 feet.
Yeah, you double your firearm scope.
Oh, okay.
Might not
so even flat, that's like 50-50 with a shotgun.
In a lot of circumstances where you might potentially be shooting anything, you're
probably going to hit.
Yeah.
Okay, I can probably lower the handgun a bit, but...
Yeah.
No, you're going to be shooting people from a distance, maybe. There is that.
There is that, but with a handgun, I'm probably... Yeah.
Why have you brought rifle to survey a building? Sometimes you've got to survey them from a long way away.
I've only got it for the scope. I just can't get it off.
Yeah.
There was an accident. The scope is stuck to the top of the sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It's not loaded, honest enough.
Yeah, the thread on the screws is stripped and that won't come out. So it's just easier.
It's just, less hassle for everyone if I break the sniper rifle.
I might put everything into it. It's 100 claymores,
In terms of gear and stuff, again, it's not D&D. You have stuff that seems reasonable to have. So you've all got a revolver.
Oh, okay.
That's absolutely fine. Let me just get the big book of revolvers.
Now I know.
So, could I have a shotgun? Because that's the only thing I can fire, really.
Yes. Here is your revolver. Okay, what do I do with this?
Here is your company revolver. Please return it.
It's a rental.
That is actually probably what it is for you. It's like, all right, you need to, you should get used to this. You might have to, persuade someone to back off, essentially. So, yeah, you carry one of these, you don't use it unless the situation's desperate, and that causes paperwork.
Well, I'm very good at doing the paperwork, sir.
Yeah, so, do you want your weapon stats?
Regular, hard, extreme.
Okay, so you're looking at regular. So, yeah, your base chance is whatever's in handgun.
Okay, so regular is 20.
Yep. Damage is... let's have a look.
And unarmed is fighting brawl.
Yeah.
I wonder if I should put points in that because it'd be like, ah, oh, I did boxing back in the day.
Queensbury rules.
Yep.
There's like 10 different types of revolver you can have because they're really annoying.
Just give us the simplest, I guess.
I'm trying to pick one that's actually okay and not accidentally give you a rubbish one.
Quad 4-4 Magnum.
0.3 to automatic.
I'll take that.
Yep, so that's damage is 1d8.
1d8.
That's a lot more than my fists.
Base range is 15 yards.
Range is 15.
This
revolver does way more damage than my fists.
Yeah.
You sound
funny
surprised.
That. Attacks per round is 3.
Oh.
Well, I'm in some
and
system.
Ammo is 8. Malfunction is 99.
I want you to go buy more ammo.
Yeah, that's just what fits in the gun.
Yeah, I'm aware,
yeah.
So, I was asking.
But yeah, you let's also assume that you have a little.
Yeah.
You've got a pocket full of bullets.
Like, we have a reasonable amount of ammunition.
Yeah, you're not going to run out. You might have to reload if you decide to shoot at something, but you're not actually going to run out of ammunition.
Oh, it's the Solid Snake Infinite Reload pistol, yeah.
Well, assume.
Within reason.
Yeah, you've got a fistful in your pocket, and you've got a box in the car.
Let's not propose to hold them back the entire night by firing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, and you wanted a shotgun.
Yeah.
You can have a 12-gauge shotgun. Okay.
Could I have a rifle?
Yeah,
yes, you can.
I was going to have a rifle.
So, shotgun is... let's have a look. Okay, shotgun has slightly complicated things with range. So, damages... 4d6.
Cool.
Slash 2d6. Slash 1d6.
Mm.
At 10, 20, and 50 yards, respectively. That's the only one where the damage changes the range. You can choose to fire both barrels to double those.
Okay.
Shotguns are really nasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just have to let them get close enough to use them.
I'm quite tempted to ask for a shotgun now, but no rifle fits the idea for me.
Yeah, ammo is 2. And malfunction is 100. You don't want to be rolling 100s on this system.
Yeah.
So, rifles. Rifles.
Something somewhat snipery might be nice for what I've got. I've got stealth to use it, so let's go.
The Enfield? Does that sound good?
Yep.
I'm loving it.
What's most likely? Yeah, let's just go for this. Okay, so 2d6 plus 4.
Yep.
Range is 100 yards. One attack per round?
Yep.
5 bullets. Malfunction on 100.
Cool.
I think I missed the damage, so...
2d6 plus 4.
Okay.
So again, you have access to these. You're probably not carrying a rifle around in the street most of the time, but you've got access to them.
Yeah. We need to... sorry, I forgot... how many bonus... points do your points do you get?
It's 10 times your int.
Okay.
So that you can put anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'd best put a few into fighting. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Just have a little bit.
Yeah, and so, you know, assume you've got toolkits. You've got toolkits. you've got, you know, a doctor's bag or equivalent.
Wine.
Yeah, just... There's stuff in the car for you might have to go investigate things. Someone might get hurt, you know. Yeah,
I've got alcohol if you need to sterilize anything,
yep.
Or just drink.
I'll
trying to think what put my final 10 points in.
Trying to get into characters, it's hard. What?
Psychology is also useful.
Yeah, I've got quite a lot of psychology already as a skill. I'm thinking a bit in a cult, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
Just, you know, I've done some reading.
Yeah.
History, that's appropriate. So I'll put.
It's this bad rudeness. Stares at him while he sleeps.
But no, first aid of medicine would be reasonable.
Yeah.
Ooh, spot hidden seems like a nice one.
I'm just going to call it now, I'm going to be first die. Looking at this. I have 12 dodge, 6 strength, 6 con, and 6 dex.
Yay! Okay. let's calculate.
Well, there's a reason I put points in the rifle. I might put more points in rifle.
Okay, let's calculate stuff. So your hit points is equal to the average of your size and con.
11.
Oh, that's...
Wow.
I'm regressing.
Wow, that's 10.
9. Yeah.
Note the numbers attached to the various weapons you have.
Yeah. People die quite easily when shot.
Yeah.
Funny that.
Yeah, turns out.
Did you say it was average of size and con?
Yep. Yeah.
Yay!
Your damage bonus is from a table, so you need to tell me what your size plus strength is. Becca.
16.
Oh, I see.
Right. Your damage bonus is minus 1d4. Don't hit things.
Don't worry.
Got a
bonus.
You thought yours was
19.
19. Yours is plus 0. Nathan.
26.
26, yours is plus 1d4.
One's already been done. Okay. It's 19.
Yep.
I'm trying to work out what I was putting.
Don't punch me in the foot. There's a reason to put points in rifle.
A d3 minus a d4 on your punching.
Yeah. this table goes up to 184 plus 10d6.
Nice. So that's Cthulhu, right?
That sort of thing, yeah.
Oh.
I think that's probably
sandwich.
Doles, actually. Right, is there anything I haven't told you?
Sanity, could you run that past me again?
Yeah,
your
current sanity, your starting sanity is equal to your power times 5.
Power times 5. So
and then it's going to go up as we get reinforcement
definitely.
Really secure enough.
Yeah.
I should have put 15 in power, but hey, 15 in power, I
made power my dump stat.
Good choice.
Well, I wanted to have high willpower, but then there was also just the stat block is basically brainless beauty.
You
cons people
you made power
their money
dump
and then leaves quickly when everything goes to shit.
Power's 9, it's your dump stat. It's higher than 2 of my other stats.
Life isn't fair, and it's going to be
your
funny.
Your dump stat is my second highest stat, Nathan.
I'll point out that I have rolled worse. Like, I did. There was one character where I rolled 4 ones for my dex. Got a chance to re-roll it. Guess what I rolled next?
40s?
4 ones. It was a sign. I had 3 dex.
You were destined to be that wheelchair-bound old man.
One last thing. So your magic points is equal to pow.
Magic points is equal to pow.
Yep. Now you should also roll 3d6 times 5 again.
Come on, you've got to be high.
Come on, be high.
Not bad.
Okay, that's
average,
right.
I think. Yeah, average 11.
9, 12,
11,
55, 60,
9.
Okay, and
times what? Pow.
Times 5.
Times 5.
45.
Okay, stick that number in your luck total. We will be using the 7th edition Rook rules? Luck rules.
I feel like this is the wrong one to roll over.
That's the one I needed 3 sixes on.
Yeah.
I seem pretty lucky.
Sometimes you'll be asked to roll on luck for stuff if there's nothing, no applicable skill. It's like, is there an X? I might ask you to roll on that. You can also spend points from luck. If you, for example, narrowly missed a roll, you could spend some points.
Oh, and is it like every point you take out of luck adds on to your...
Yeah, to your result.
And then obviously you have less luck.
Then you have less luck. Also worth...
Because that's how probabilities work.
Yeah. Also worth knowing, As long as you have at least 30 points left in your luck pool, if you would die, you can spend all of your luck to not die this time.
Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah.
29 luck is the worst amount of luck to have.
Yes.
Well, that in this case is blow it on it.
I looked over then, hoping you had rolled 20.
Okay, so. We good? You happy, Becca?
Yeah, I'm just... Yep, I'm happy.
Yeah, you. Yeah.
Cool. Okay, in which case I'm going to propose 5 minute break and then get cracking.
Okay.
Cool.
I'm going to die.
And that seems like a good place to stop for now. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it and you'll be back to listen to something else. Rigid Air was written by Marion and Phil Anderson and published by Chaosium in the book Fearful Passages. The podcast theme music is, as always, Voltava from Mavlast by Smetana. Today's intro and outro music is Maybe, recorded by Selvin's Novelty Orchestra in 1921. The brief extracts from Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head are from Carry On, Don't Lose Your Head. Questions, comments and suggestions can be left on our blog at librarians-and-leviathans.blogspot.com. Yeah, it's got hyphens, I'm old-fashioned. If you've played Rigid Air and it went wildly differently or was interesting in some way, please let me know. I'm always keen to see how scenarios come out in other people's actual play. I hope you'll be back to listen to something else. Ta-ra for now.